everybody. Hello, everybody. This is your friend, your brother, Randy Coggins II. And listen, I am so excited that you have chosen to take a few moments and listen to this podcast, because I believe that this word, this quick encouraging word, is going to cause you to step into a new place. And the subject of this is don't worry. Have no fear. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Because in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 of the Amplified Bible, it says this: therefore, do not worry and do not be anxious. God is totally against worry. Jesus preached against it. Paul preached against it. The whole Bible, it preaches against worry, because it was designed by Satan to produce stress, strain, and death. Yet, you know, many of us still act as if it's an option, as if we're free to worry if we want to. But you know what? We're not, because worrying is a sin. It's one of those things the Word of God directly commands us not to do. What are you supposed to do then with all the concerns you have about your problems, all of the issues in your house, all of the issues with your family, with your money, whatever it is? In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, God says you should cast them all, not some, not half of them, but them all upon Him. That's all. Not 75% of them, not all of them, but the ones about your kids, not all, I'm talking about all of them. Your confession every morning should be this: I do not have a care in this world, because I've cast every one of them to the Lord. Let me illustrate you how this works today. Let's say you were standing about 20 feet away from me and I tossed my car keys to you. And if someone else were to come to me and say, hey, Randy, I need the keys to your car, I need to use it. You know what I would say to them? You know what? I can't help you, because I cast my keys over on you, over on the other person, over on him or her. I don't have them anymore, so you got to ask them. That's what you need to do with your worries. You need to cast them over on the Lord and not take them back. If Satan brings a worried thought to your mind saying, what if this terrible thing happens? Or what about your kids? What about your money? What about this? Then you can tell him to talk to God about it, because it's in his hands, not in yours. Once you do that, changes will start to take place in your life. Problems you've been fretting about for years will start being solved. You'll no longer be tying God's hands with your worrying, and his power can begin to operate because you've acted in faith and cast your cares on him. You know, faith, it says in the Word of God, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Just because you don't see it yet doesn't mean God is not working it out behind the scenes for your favor, for your family, for every area in your life. But remember though, God will not take your cares away from you. You have to give them to him. Then you have to replace those worries with the Word. That's why it's so important to know the Word and constantly stay in the Word. Stay in the Word of the Lord. You are the one who has to keep your thoughts under control. God's giving you the power of your mind, but let me tell you, you can do it. It's not impossible. The greater one dwells within you. He is able to put you over. Commit to it, and you'll never have to worry again. And I'm so excited about it, because we read it at the beginning. I'm going to read it now right before we pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Therefore, do not worry and do not be anxious. Listen, I want to pray with you, and I want to pray for you right now. Lord, I thank you for my friend, for my partner listening right now to this podcast today. I thank you that this episode is causing them and letting them know to not to worry and not to be anxious about anything. God, whatever they're fearing, whatever they're worrying about, whether it's physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially, I thank you. You're walking and you're moving in their life like never before. God, you are causing them to cast their cares upon you, and you are handling the rest. God, let them know the spirit of suicide, it can't take them out. The negative thoughts, it can't take them out, because they are the head and not the tail, and they are above and not beneath in every area in their life. They're blessing the city, blessing the fields. And God, I thank you that they're walking in divine destiny like never before. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, I'm excited about your future, and I'm telling you, something good is about to happen in your life. Thank you so much for listening to this quick podcast episode. Stay connected with the ministry. Visit randycogginsministries.com or check us out all on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all of that good stuff. I can't wait to connect with you, and I can't wait to hear from you. I'm praying with you, and I'm praying for you. And once again, something good is about to happen in your life. Always remember this: one word from God can change your entire life. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.